On today's show, most of the transplants still have a labor cost advantage over GM, Ford, and FCA. A 3D printer company has come up with an amazing breakthrough, and New York City now has more Uber cars than yellow cabs. All that and more coming right up on Out of Line Daily. This is Out of Line Daily for March 24th of 2015. The Center for Automotive Research in Ann Arbor, Michigan, came out with a very interesting labor cost comparison for the automakers in the United States. Turns out the Mercedes plant in Alabama, which is not unionized, has the highest labor costs in the country at $65 an hour. GM and Ford are clumped close together, are as Honda and FCA. Nissan and Hyundai are within a dollar an hour of each other, while BMW and Volkswagen have the lowest labor costs. Those costs include hourly pay, health and pension benefits, bonuses, and profit sharing. Later today, the UAW meets with local representatives to plan their bargaining strategy for a new contract later this fall with GM, Ford, and FCA. And this pay comparison is not going to help their bargaining hand, because most of the non-union foreign-owned plants clearly have a labor cost advantage. Even though Ford was late to the game in China, it is astonishing to see its rate of growth there. And now it just opened the doors to a new $760 million assembly plant with the capacity to produce 250,000 vehicles a year. The first to go down the line will be the new Ford Edge, and we'll have more on that later in the show. Ford now has five assembly plants in China. And even though it was late to the party, it now outsells Toyota and could surpass Hyundai. The only question that remains is, can Ford replicate the same kind of success with the Lincoln brand in China? Speaking of Ford, why should every enthusiast schedule a test drive of the new Ford Transit van sometime soon? Well, maybe you'll want to read my take on this big box van in the Seat Time section of our website, where we have a variety of reviews of the vehicles that come through the Auto Line Garage. More news to come right after this.
Auto Line Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion, and by Dow Automotive Systems, breakthrough technologies for lightweight vehicles.
We reported that car sharing services have already driven down the price of taxi medallions in New York City by $250,000, and it looks like they will continue to have a disruptive impact on cabbies. According to the city's Taxi and Limousine Commission, the total of registered Uber cars now outnumbers yellow taxis. And while taxi cabs still give about 15 times more rides to customers a day, that number could continue to dwindle as car sharing services gain traction. Two of the biggest drawbacks to 3D printing are the weakness of the parts and the time it takes to print them. But a company called Carbon 3D thinks it may have solved all that. Its technology is called CLIP, or Continuous Liquid Interface Production. Rather than build a part layer by layer, CLIP does it in one continuous flow. It uses what they call a tunable photochemical process that balances the interaction of UV light and oxygen to grow an object from a pool of resin. Think of it like a series of cross-sectional images of a 3D model being played like a movie from underneath the resin. Carbon 3D says it can build parts 25 to 100 times faster than traditional 3D printers and produce consistent and predictable mechanical properties, more like injection molded parts. And boy, if you think that 3D printing is catching on fast now, wait until they get this going. As part of its One Ford strategy, the FOMOCO is starting to sell its midsize CUV, the Edge, in more than just the American market. In fact, you might be surprised how and where they plan to sell it. And that is coming up next.
Hey! Did you have a good nap? the Firestone Destination LE2. Tough enough to handle anything the road throws at you. And you throw at it. Durable, dependable Firestone tires. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
The new Ford Edge is now hitting dealerships in the U.S., but for the first time, it's going to be sold in Europe. On last week's Autoline After Hours, we were joined by Scott Smith, the program manager for the new Edge. In the following clip, he talks about bringing that SUV to Europe.
We clearly went to the market in Europe and said, is this something you would want? You know, we have an S-Max and a Galaxy in Europe right now. This car looks completely different. It looks a little bit more, I'd say, way more upscale to the European buyer. It has a lot more technology. And the customers there said they would love to have it. Now, we did put diesel engines in it. We did put right-hand drive because that's what their market requires. So
That alone is pretty impressive, doing right-hand steer.
Yeah, it's a big task. You don't realize how difficult it is until you just see what it takes to put right-hand drive in these cars.
Oh, yeah. And you're doing this in Oakville.
We're doing it in Oakville, yeah. Yes. So we'll ship cars from North America to Europe.
And will they have the engines installed here or there?
They will have them installed here.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That show is jam-packed with great info about the new Edge. They're going to do a right-hand steer version and build a three-row version in China. So if you have not done so yet, check it out right now on our website or our YouTube channel. And don't miss Autoline After Hours this coming Thursday. We're going to have Andrew Farrar, the chief engineer of the Chevrolet Volt, on the show. If you want to learn more about the solid progress they're making with that car, you will not want to miss this show. So get your questions in early, because we welcome your input. Anyway, that wraps up today's report. Thank you for watching.